Today is Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. I got a chance to play a bunch of games at E3. I'm going to tell you about them on today's episode of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. I am X1. Let's get this show on the road. Today, news is going to be a little bit different because I just had the chance to try a lot of new games. First game that I tried was Gears 5. It was amazing. It was fluid. I also got a chance to check out the Elite Controller version 2. I had my triggers. All the way put in, all the way adjusted so that I barely had to press down. It felt amazing. It was hefty. It felt good. I think it's definitely an improvement over the first version of the Elite Controller, so I'm really excited for that. But Gears 5, we got to play the new mode, the Escape mode, and it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. It was hard. There's bullets that bullets and ammunition are hard to come by, so you really do have to work as a team to get out of there. You have to run from the green smoke, which are monsters, which eventually kill you, and you got to make it out safely, and then you shut the doors behind you. Really fun game mode. Really looking forward to Gears 5. It was nice being back in Gears 5. Their cover system is fantastic. It's on point. You just snippity-snap right up against the concrete there. Oh my goodness, it felt so good. I also got the chance to play is the other game that I want to talk about that really stood out to me today. Tonight, I got the chance to play Bleeding Edge. This is the new game from Ninja Theory. This is the 4-on-4 melee combat, fantastic versus. It has a very Overwatch feel to it, but hand-to-hand Overwatch, if that makes sense. Felt really, really good. It's really smooth. It was tight. It was quick. It was fast. You fight for 3 control points. Whoever has, you get points after having those 3 control points. I really enjoyed it. That's a game I'm really looking forward to. I also got to play Madden 20. Madden 20 is on point. I really like the new specials abilities, or the, you know, when a player gets hot and they have special abilities that come to fruition. That actually works out really well. It's not super RPG. I was worried that it would be super RPG, and then you're just playing a game, a sports game with superhuman powers, then takes away from the sports gameness of it. It turns it more into like a fighting game or something, and it didn't feel like that at all. It still felt like Madden. I was 2-0 tonight, everybody, just so you know. I played 2 games. 4 quarters against other attendees. 2-0, representing the community really well there with that. What other game did I get to play? There was another one that I wanted to talk about. Oh, Ghost Recon. I got to play Ghost Recon Breakpoint. This is the new Ghost Recon game. This game was also really good. I mean, it felt a lot like Ghost Recon. It did feel a little bit more deliberate, I think, than Ghost Recon Wildlands in my mind. The bad guys, although you can just go in guns a-blazing. So, I don't know. But regardless, it felt good. It was fun. I had a blast playing that. So, tomorrow news will resume as regularly scheduled. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about the experience. I got to hang out with Master Chief. It was this giant cosplay. I don't know. It was like professional cosplay. Let me tell you. It was amazing. Got to hang out with Master Chief. Check my Instagram for that. But regardless, E3 is here. It's fantastic. Checking out all the new games is super fun. But I wanted to let you know of the couple games that I got to try out and my thoughts and impressions on them. Hope you guys have a fantastic day. Thank you very much for joining me. If you haven't yet, please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to Gamer Daily News there. It really helps the show. And I will see you tomorrow. Again, news will be back to normal tomorrow. I just wanted to indulge myself by talking about things that I did today. It was amazing. I loved it. E3 is here. Bye-bye.